Lesson 8C. Exercises 2 and 3.
Everyone knows that the modern world is connected by a communications network. We can send messages from one continent to another in less than a second, and information travels around the internet at nearly the speed of light. But how does this information get from one part of the globe to another? Through the air? Using satellites? Here to discuss this question with me today is Professor Gary Brown, a historian and an expert in communications. Welcome.
Thank you.
So let's start off with that question. How does information travel around the globe? I'd imagine it all happens with satellites and mobile phones these days.
In fact, that isn't the case at all.
Oh, really?
No. The truth is surprising to many people. The majority of information, over 95% of it, travels through cables under the sea.
What kind of cables? How big are they?
Well, these cables are only about 8 centimetres thick, but can be more than 21,000 kilometres long. And they connect every continent in the world except Antarctica. In fact, there are several different cables connecting most of the continents. Millions of businesses and individuals around the world depend on these cables.
And I suppose, being at the bottom of the sea, they can't really get damaged.
Actually, they do sometimes get damaged. By boats or even by whales. In 2008, a major cable broke. And as a result, 60% of India lost its internet connection.